New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is on the campaign trail today, laying the groundwork for a possible presidential run in 2016. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio joins us from Manchester, New Hampshire. Hi, Matt. So we have more than 18 months to go before tiny New Hampshire goes to the polls for the presidential primaries. Has the race really already begun?
It most certainly has. Potential candidates are here almost every week. There's been a Fox News reporter stationed here for almost a year now. And today, Christie is here. He started the day in Washington, speaking at a religious right conference where he trumped his pro-life bona fides and slammed President Obama for being weak on foreign policy. And now he's on his way to a steakhouse here in Manchester where he's campaigning with a Republican gubernatorial candidate named Walt Havenstein. But everyone I talk to here thinks he's mostly here to lay the groundwork for New Hampshire's first in the nation primary in January 2016.
You've been talking to operatives and other Republicans the last few days in New Hampshire. What are they saying about Christie?
They like him, but don't love him like a lot of libertarian-leaning Republicans love Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Polls show that Christie and Paul and a bunch of other guys are all in the top tier of contenders. And the good news for Christie is that in this state, personal contact, like town hall meetings, are crucially important here. And that's where the governor is so effective, taking questions and talking on his feet. The bad news for him is that he's from New Jersey, and so many Republicans here are telling me that they just assume he isn't conservative enough because he's from a blue state. So issues that he's taken conservative positions on in New Jersey, vetoing gun bills, rejecting money for Planned Parenthood clinics, vetoing gay marriage bill, are actually liabilities here. And they say that rejecting Democrats' bills aren't enough. They want him to have actually been more proactive, like rolling back gun laws and fighting gay marriage all the way up to the state Supreme Court.
What's the effect, if any, of the Bridgegate scandal in New Hampshire?
It seems to have wounded him here, but not mortally. I spoke to some who think it reflected poorly on his leadership style, and it reflected a highly political way of doing business. But it's sort of in the rearview mirror for people here. They kept speaking about it in the past tense as if investigations weren't still going on, which they are. And some told me that they think it was a media conspiracy and they sort of trust him more now. They were skeptical of how the media seemed to have hyped him before. And now that the media is perceived to have turned against him, they see him as more of one of their own.
That's an interesting dynamic.
It is. I think that's presidential politics, I guess.
Now, we know you're there, Matt. Is there a whole crowd of is this raising the attention of the national media? Are they following Christie, too, as you are?
The only national outlet here is Fox News, but there's a bunch of local media. And for Christie, at this stage, that's what's most important. He's going to want to get on the local news tonight and in the papers tomorrow, because people here, from what everybody tells me, they want personal attention. They want him to keep visiting and visiting, and I'm told he'll be coming back soon. So that's something they're going to appreciate.
Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio. Thank you so much, Matt.
You got it, Amy. Thanks.
This is WNYC.